Dave, I'd like you, first of all, just to tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in this rodeo business.
Well, I've always been a farmer and a rancher and I was raised that way. And about 25 or 30 years ago, we decided to have a little fun rodeo as a lark at our place, and that just evolved into a full-time job.
Because it's really a major element of your business at this point, right?
It is. It's 80% of our business is the rodeo industry.
And then the rest of that probably being farming?
Farming, and we run about 500 beef cows, so we've got a small ranching operation.
Okay. Well, to do this rodeo in particular, do you have full-time staff? Describe kind of the infrastructure you've got in place in order to do a rodeo circuit like this.
Well, our staff would consist of, it's almost more like a family than a staff, because most of the guys have been with us for a long period of time, like Rory Meeks, the bullfighters, 25 years. Our own personal family, my son's a pickup man, my daughter's a trick rider, rodeo secretary, they do sound and lights. Our bullfighters also help drive truck, feed livestock, take care of all aspects of the business. There's usually about 12 people that travel with us.
So when you have a venue like the one here in Green Bay, how many people do you have out working on the show to make it all happen?
There'd be 12 full-timers and probably 6 to 8 part-timers that are event-specific.
So what are some of the challenges of putting on a rodeo, especially when you come indoors like this one is?
Well, one thing, the dirt. We're in a hockey arena here, so we have to haul in right at 1 million pounds of dirt, and that has to be leveled and packed, and then all the portable equipment, the livestock holding pens, bucking chutes, signage, lighting. That's always a challenge. We've got a crew that's a well-oiled machine. They all know what to do already from all the years of doing that. So, and then another thing is always a challenge when you come to the city of a place to house 100 head of livestock, horses and bulls. So here we're very fortunate in having a local contracting firm, building contractors, Corrigan's, that also have a farm and a feedlot that they let us use.
Probably a lot of people wouldn't think of that, but you got to have these animals put somewhere, and they don't just, you can't keep them in a hotel room, I guess.
No, that's always one of the major challenges, is finding housing for that number of adult large livestock.
Well, I got to mention it, but you use some very specialized, colorful equipment to move this dirt in and out, don't you?
You bet. New Holland equipment.
How did you get into or get involved with that relationship with New Holland?
Well, we've always had New Holland equipment, skid loaders, all of our haying equipment's always been New Holland. In the last 6 years, we've went to New Holland tractors. And about 6 years ago, I met Gene Hempel in an airport. We were both, our flights were delayed, and we were sitting in the bar and got visiting, and it was just a good fit. And we've been in a partnership type thing with New Holland ever since.
Well, here at this rodeo, New Holland is as a sponsor, one of your corporate sponsors. They've got Michael Peterson, who's going to be involved with the show, I guess you would say, that'll take place. Tell us a little bit about this particular one and working with New Holland and fitting that into the entertainment here.
Well, having Michael here is a big boost for our PR and enhancing our show with his involvement with New Holland. Ours, physically here, the New Holland 185 skid loader will be in the arena and used in front of the public. Our clown will come in there and do a little thing inside in the actual machine itself, and that calls attention to it. And it's just, New Holland equipment sells itself. They're great products, and they don't break down.
Well, that's good. And I know you're, with having Michael here and the Army as a sponsor as well, you're also supporting some very worthwhile causes through the venue that you've got.
Well, we always try to get Army involvement if we can in our openings. There's nothing more exciting and emotional than a patriotic opening with our armed forces. And, we're so fortunate to live in a country where we have that to deal with. And
anything else you'd like people to know about Three Hills in particular that they you think they might be interested?
We're just ranchers, and we market our livestock instead of sending them slaughter like you would with a normal beef operation. We get to use them in showmanship. And you know, rodeo is show business. The show might be glamorous. The actual production is not like people really think it is. We're just livestock caretakers.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoyed talking with you. That's Dave Moorhead with Three Rivers Rodeo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.